What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 258. In this episode, I'll discuss an article analyzing higher versus lower blood pressure targets for vasopressor therapy in septic and vasodilatory shock. Answer the drug information question, should a higher dose of heparin be used for VTE prophylaxis in obese patients, and share a resource for patient education materials on sepsis. The article for this episode is titled Pooled Analysis of Higher versus Lower Blood Pressure Targets for Vasopressor Therapy in Septic and Vasodilatory Shock. The lead author is Francois Lamontagne, and this was published in Intensive Care Medicine, December 2017. Until the 2016 update of the surviving sepsis guidelines, patients in shock who had underlying chronic hypertension were thought to benefit from higher MAP targets. The authors of this study conducted an individual patient data meta-analysis of recent trials to determine if chronic hypertension or other patient variables modify the effect of different mean arterial pressure targets. The authors looked at randomized controlled trials of higher versus lower blood pressure targets for vasopressor therapy in adult patients in shock. A modified version of the Cochrane Collaboration's instrument was used to assess the risk of bias of included trials. The primary outcome of this study was 28-day mortality. A total of 894 patients across the trials that met inclusion criteria were analyzed. The odds ratio for 28-day mortality for the higher versus lower MAP targets was 1.15, but the confidence interval included 1. The risk of death increased in higher MAP groups among patients on vasopressors for longer than 6 hours before randomization, and this odds ratio was 3. The authors concluded targeting higher blood pressure targets may increase mortality in patients who have been treated with vasopressors for more than 6 hours. Lower blood pressure targets were not associated with patient-important adverse events in any subgroup, including chronically hypertensive patients. The 2016 Surviving Sepsis Guidelines now give a strong recommendation favoring an initial MAP target of 65 millimeters mercury over higher MAP targets. The guidelines go on to state, when a better understanding of any patient's condition is obtained, this target should be individualized to the pertaining circumstances. With this meta-analysis, it seems clear that a history of chronic hypertension is no longer sufficient to recommend a higher MAP target. The drug information question for this episode is, should a higher dose of unfractionated heparin be used for VTE prophylaxis in obese patients? And the answer is, increasing the dose beyond 5,000 units sub-Q every 8 hours may increase the risk of bleeding without preventing more VTEs. The optimal dose of unfractionated heparin, or low molecular weight heparin for that matter, for prophylaxis in obese patients is unknown. In August 2016, a single-center retrospective observation cohort study attempted to answer the question. 1,335 patients weighing more than 100 kilos on admission received either sub-Q unfractionated heparin 7,500 units every 8 hours, that's the high-dose group, or 5,000 units Q8 hours, the low-dose group, for VTE prophylaxis. The incidence of VTE was similar between groups. When the patients were stratified according to obesity class, the incidence of VTE was still similar between the high and low dose groups. Bleeding complications, however, were significantly higher for patients in the high dose heparin group. The proportion of patients with a 2 gram per deciliter or greater hemoglobin drop from admission was higher in patients in the high dose groups in obesity classes 2 and 3. Furthermore, the proportion of patients who received at least 2 units of packed red blood cells were significantly higher in patients in the high-dose group who were obesity class 3. Recommendations for higher VTE prophylaxis dosing should remain on a case-by-case basis where the evidence points to greater efficacy with acceptable risk, such as in bariatric surgery patients. And the resource for this episode is the Sepsis Alliance. Sepsis Alliance is the largest sepsis advocacy organization in the United States, working in all 50 states to save lives and reduce suffering from sepsis. Sepsis Alliance is a charitable organization run by a dedicated team who show a strong commitment to battling sepsis. The Sepsis Alliance has many resources for patients, family members, and for medical professionals, including resources for medical professionals to provide to patients and family members. The resources include posters, infographics, videos, and information guides. For a chart explaining vasopressor choice and sepsis, go to my free download area at pharmacyjoe.com/free. The chart for vasopressors is download number 3 on that list. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.